Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
I can't make it down, I can't make it down, so get out your feet and jump around.
Well, Happy New Year. I am Jay Garvin's, and you've tuned in to the Jay Garvin's Show Home and Mortgage Talk Show, and I'm always most excited to launch every single new year. This is officially the 15th year of this podcast, of this radio show on KRDO News, and here we sit on Saturday the 3rd, or if you're listening, Sunday the 4th of January 2026. And what an amazing year it's going to be. You can get a hold of me personally at 719-330-1457. My goal is always to come to this microphone, to this studio, to your living room, truck, cab, car, or sometimes your back patio, maybe not in a January cold morning like today, but you get the point. I'm here to serve you. I bring this radio show to you, complimentary. That's why my partners on the radio show are so important to me, from Churchill Mortgage to Empire Title to Co-Create Construction to Pella Windows to Springs Body Sculpting to Texas Roadhouse, and we certainly can't forget Farmers Insurance or Jersey Mike's. And all of the above bring this broadcast to you, and I come to you as a licensed loan originator, a father, a husband, and a investment property owner, and a connoisseur of debt-free homeownership. Yes, that is an oxymoron, kind of like a jumbo shrimp, or my time in the military, we referred to government efficiency as the largest oxymoron that we experienced every single day. But starting off the new year, I love the first series of shows. I'm going to follow this one up next week with budgeting and baby steps in 2026, but this conversation is so important. I started it in late December, but with the drum roll, Matt, today's conversation is the New Year jumpstart with a depreciation loophole. New Year's jumpstart with a depreciation loophole. Now, that is a big conversation there. It is tied directly to the now famous Big Beautiful Bill Act that was signed last year, July 4th of 2025. We are now going to celebrate the 250th anniversary of this great country, July 4th of 2026. I remember the 200th anniversary when I was just a little whippersnapper back in 1976. And the thing I remember the most about that is we had a lake home in Upper Wisconsin in the middle of nowhere, and my father painted our very rustic lake home and all 78 steps down to the lake red, white, and blue. I still haven't figured out what I'm going to paint red, white, and blue this year. I am renovating our cabin in Lake George, so maybe we'll do that, but I think my partner will pull the plug on that one. Sticking out like a sore thumb. But where I want to start today, the conversation is first understanding the One Big Beautiful Bill and how it differs from the tax code and all the provisions of the past 2017 and prior. This was the bill that President Trump passed with Congress the first term from 2016 to 20. It was written into law in 2018. Then I'm going to go specifically into the different tax brackets and the changes, what that did to your actual taxes that you pay. Is this actually a bill signed into law that only benefits the rich? Is this a bill that helps trickle-down economics, which the progressives believe is a swear word, and with me, a conservative, I believe it's the most powerful thing in our economy, is trickle-down economics. If you have questions about that, and questions about whether we are truly a home ownership-driven economy or not, just drive in any median to upper income neighborhood just within the Pikes Peak region. Take the Broadmoor, take the Old North End, take Flying Horse, take Rock Rimmon, take Manitou, Old Colorado City, historical areas, all of that. You will see hundreds and thousands of workers and hundreds and thousands of dollars going into maintaining the homes, improving the homes, maintaining the yards, improving the yards. And then also things like if it's driven in your heart, like it is driven in my heart, to serve those around you. Tucker Carlson once said it's okay to give money to a stranger in a foreign country for food or for provision, but we should first take care of our friends, families, and people surrounding us right in our backyard. Why help a stranger in Brazil when you can help out your housekeeper or an employee or team member right here? And I'm talking about specific things up front, like have you ever had the chance to help a couple get their car out of repossession? Have you ever had the opportunity to pay a deductible on a single working professional grandma that can't afford cataract surgery? Have you ever given your housekeeper an undeserved $100 tip on top of the cost of cleaning your house? Have you ever looked a friend in the eye and said, yes, I can give you a low interest loan to take that $67,000 burden of credit card debt off your plate until you can afford it? That's what these tax savings do in my mind and my heart. That's what these 100% depreciation loopholes do in my life actively. So I want to talk about that all day. And I, like I said, I'm going to talk first a little bit of history about what seven ways the big beautiful bill cut taxes on top of the continuation of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act that was put forward in 2018. I'm also going to talk about the permanent tax bracket percent levels in the actual real savings that you receive as an individual and a family. And then I'm going to get specifically and finish the show inside my passion of real estate, how you, as a middle to high wage earning W-2 professional, can directly write off your income, saving tens of thousands of dollars a year by the short-term rental 100% tax depreciation loophole. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to be here the entire hour. I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 if you need help with your next purchase or refinance transaction. That's how I pay the bills. I'm a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage. I've been in this city doing mortgages since 1999, since I retired from the military at Fort Carson as a Black Hawk crew member, a pilot, a Black Hawk medevac, aeromedical evacuation officer. And I want to help you, especially if you're an investor, especially if you are over the age of 62 and you have a house rich, cash poor situation, and especially if you're a military member with VA benefits. Anybody and everybody, call me at 719-330-1457. I'm going to be back after these important messages talking about how we can jumpstart the new year with the short-term rental depreciation loophole and the big, beautiful bill right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
Jay Garvin's Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
That's what I want.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and I am talking about jumpstarting your new year with the big, beautiful bill, specifically the short-term rental depreciation loophole. And what I want to start with just a very casual overview, is some of the specific tax cuts that were added in the big, beautiful bill to the already existing Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2018, and of course, the big, beautiful Bill Act, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, was passed on July 4th of 2025. I want to wish all of you Happy New Year. The provisions here is first, the marginal tax rate cut, and I want to go through this. I'll circle back around on the difference of what you paid in each income category. I'm going to do married filing joint quotes because I don't want to get it too complicated with individuals and then filing jointly. I file jointly. 90% of us listening file jointly, so I'm going to do that. But we'll finish up with the marginal tax rate cut that they gave. But there's also number two, an estate tax cut. And these were all made permanent when he and Congress, President Trump and Congress in 2018, signed into law the Jobs, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. It was due to sunset this last week on the 31st of December, 2025. Assuming that Trump would be in office the first term, in a second term, after 8 years, it would expire. Not knowing that we would have President Trump as only the second non-consecutive serving president, and Grover Cleveland was the other president that served non-consecutive terms. But here we are today. Number two, adding to that 2018 Tax Cut and Jobs Act was the estate tax. And it doesn't seem like a lot where it used to be $5 million and there was inflation and calculations up to $10 million. They switched that to where every estate can pass on $15 million per person, if you're a married couple, 30, to the next generation and not give any of it federally to United States. Now, there's still states that tax inheritance, but I'm not going to get into that. But that allows money to stay in the family, and somehow the federal government seems they deserve it just because a family has maintained that for generations. Number two, the deduction of the pass-through business owner deduction. That's pretty simple. If you own a business, you can deduct 20% of your qualified business income. So basically, it just takes the top 20% off. Small business owners struggle, especially with inflation and with COVID, and it just takes the sting off of that annual tax bill for business owners. A radio show in itself, that's an amazing provision. But then also you have provision number four, which is the investment income tax exemption for small business and stock and opportunity zones. And I'm not going to get into that, but there's opportunity zones right in Colorado Springs that were created, you know, right down at the, South and Colorado Springs, down by Cascade, down by Tejon, down by Widener Field, all of that and more. But it creates enterprise zones in minority communities and non-minority communities. And it is, again, one more provision to stimulate business. Then you have the international and corporate tax cuts, where United States used to be one of the largest taxable corporate percentages in the country. And now we've come down to 21%. That's huge. Companies were building shell companies in Ireland and in Europe and in other countries that have low corporate tax, to where now those individuals have had and continue to have incentives to come home. And then you've got your special interest tax breaks, which is interesting because, read these with me, exempting banks from paying 25% of the profits on real estate lending in rural areas, promoting rural America where 90% of the traditional conservative Americans live, lowering taxes for makers of distilled spirits, big thing for Colorado, loosening rules on real estate investment trusts, they call them REITs. That's a huge one, where you can invest in real estate without actually having to pay in a house. It's a trust of real estate, and there's tax incentives on that. Of course, allowing oil companies more tax deductions in drilling and developing costs, drill baby drill, giving special expenses for people with recording studios, as you've seen all of these influencers, billions of dollars being spent on YouTube and other video platform recordings, and then investors in spaceports, tax-free bond financing. It's just amazing because they're taking everything to the next level with SpaceX and Blue Origin and all of that. And then finally, domestic corporate and business tax cuts. That's just a sweeping overview. Every single one of those statements is a radio show. But where I want to finish on is the tax margin. And then we're going to go into the specifics of short-term rental and the actual line item of eligible tax deductible 100% bonus depreciation. You know, the modified accelerated cost recovery system, the MACR system, anything 20-year depreciable and less is where I'm going to end the show. But Let's finish this segment with the tax brackets, because this changed the life for my wife and I in 2018, because in mortgage we had record years in 2019, 2020, 2021, a little bit will carry over to 2022. But 23, 24, and 25 have been devastation in the insurance, financial planning, but more specifically real estate and mortgage. Like Churchill Mortgage, we are a for-profit company. We exclusively are owned by the employees, an ESOP, Employee Stock Ownership Plan. We work directly with Ramsey Solutions, all the personalities to include the founder, Dave Ramsey. And in the height, we all saved tremendously in tax savings, and that's the time that my wife and I paid off a lot of our investment properties, put aside money for our children's college and everything. But we went from a height of 1,100 team members in 2021 to where we have just over 400 now. That's more than a 60% downsizing, and that's what for-profit companies do. So if people on the left or progressive city next to you or across the city or across the world say these are tax cuts just for the rich, they're just full of it, absolutely full of it, because the statistics show differently. As a matter of fact, people who earn $600,000 taxable income or more a year are in the top 1% of wage earners in the United States. It was just recently a half a million. It now technically is $663,000 of taxable income every year, and everybody's like, oh, that's so much. But $100,000 isn't what it used to be. And 1% are 34 million Americans out of 342 million Americans are considered the top 1% of wage earners. And that 1% pays 40%, almost half of all the tax revenue to the federal government every single year. So it isn't split evenly. If you make less than $77,000, you barely pay any tax at all with your standard deductions and all of that. I'm not going to get into that with what President Trump and the Tax Cut and Job Act did for the standard deduction. That is $25,000 and huge in and of itself. But it's important to say if you made $50,000 in 2017, you paid $7,500 of taxes. After the big, beautiful bill, your tax bracket went from 15% down to 12%. That saved you $1,500 a year per family, or your tax bill went from $7,500 down to $6,000, helping the lowest margin of taxable income. If you made $100,000, you went from paying $25,000 in taxes in 2017 to paying $22,000 today, a savings of $3,000, or basically 3% of your earnings. Now, here's a huge one. If you made $200,000 a year, now you have families that are no longer surviving, drinking Coors, sitting on lawn chairs in their backyard for vacation and stuff. If you're making $200,000 or more, now you're traveling, now you have someone cutting your grass, most likely you've got all of these different provisions and extra money. Hopefully you're tithing at your church, you're giving to your 501c3 like Salvation Army and all of that. You went from a $56,000 tax bill for your $200,000 earned at 28% down to $48,000 to 24%, which is an $8,000 or 4% savings on your $200,000. But here's the sweet spot. Once you make $300,000 or more, if you're a doctor, if you're a high-end engineer, if you're a high-end real estate agent, lender, financial planner, accountant, lawyer, attorney, all of that, making $300,000 or more, you were paying $99,000, 33% of your income. That was reduced down to 24% or $72,000, putting $27,000 a year or 9% more into your pocket. And having been in that category, I'll tell you, this is what my wife and I have spent it on. College for our children, which puts money directly into Fort Collins and into St. Louis. Life Network, specifically working with Rich and that amazing organization to put in life clinics, life pregnancy clinics and ultrasounds, provisions for young pregnant mothers and young couples, putting money directly into the Andrew Womack Ministry, into Calvary Worship Center, into helping people with cataract surgery, helping people with reclaiming cars and repossession. That's what we've done with that money. And there's so many of you. I talk to dozens of you that do the same thing. So to say that a tax break just allows the rich to get one step up from the poor is so incorrect, and I believe, getting off my soapbox after this, is we shouldn't have to have government welfare, or the Springs Rescue Mission is amazing, but we shouldn't have to have Medicare and Medicaid. I believe it should be up to the nonprofits and the churches. It's just overwhelming. So when I come back, I'm going to jump specifically the next 10 minutes focused 100% on you investment property owners. I'm going to bring my example personally along on how you can take advantage of this provision of the big, beautiful bill, specifically on your 100% depreciation loophole and how you can offset your medium to high W-2 income dollar for dollar. Earn $200,000, bring it down to zero, and keep that entire $48,000 of taxable income in your pocket. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get fired up right after these important messages.
I want everybody to throw your hands in the air if you love cold cash money one time, and everybody repeat after me and say money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money.
Here we go.
Jay Garvin's Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
Yeah, so just stop what you're doing and listen to me. I'm going to rap to you all about making money.
Housekeeping.
Thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, coming to you as a licensed loan originator. Licensed in Colorado, licensed in Utah, licensed in Wyoming, Montana, South Dakota, Tennessee, Florida, New Mexico, and the list goes on. Texas, please call me at 719-330-1457. We have more than 4,500 houses on the market right now here starting in January. The best time to buy houses every single year is January, February, and March, period. Every single house that my wife and I have bought, which I think is about 12, 20 with the houses we've flipped. I can't speak for those, but all of the houses we have bought and hold, the long-term rentals, we have never went under contract before October or after May, because house prices are always less, even though inventory is always less as well during the fall and the winter months. So call me at 719-330-1457. I want to help you get what's called a debt service coverage ratio loan. That means blah, blah, blah. If you're out there as a contractor making $100,000 a year doing electrical work, plumbing, framing, roofing, whatever it is, but you make a good gross income but a terrible reported net income because of your legal and ethical write-offs, give me a call, because you can buy an investment property with 20% down with no income qualification requirements. And also, I'm going to tell you, if you're listening right now and you're over the age of 62 and you are house rich but cash poor, Nancy, you fall in this category, Jenny, Kay, Marshall, all of you, call me, get your friends, your adult parents, your neighbors, your relatives to call me, because if you're house rich, cash poor, I can help you with a reverse mortgage and go through the education process and better understand it. But what I'm going to focus on right now is the provision in the big, beautiful bill specifically for the 100% bonus depreciation in the big, beautiful bill. So the one big, beautiful bill permanently, this is going forward. You have to have purchased your house after January 19th of last year. It restores 100% bonus depreciation for qualified properties acquired and placed into service after that date. The short-term rental owners are allowed to take care of this for an immediate reduction of the full cost of various assets in the year that you put them into use and directly offset your W-2 income. So if you are a engineer, a doctor, an attorney, an accountant, anybody making $500,000 or more a year, if you're making $300,000 a year of taxable income, that's over $72,000 that you give to Uncle Sam. And if you don't take advantage of this, it's literally like flushing a handful of $100 bills every single week right down the toilet. Because if you simply purchased a house, and the one qualifying factor of this is it has to be a 7-day rental or less, a short-term rental, because it falls in the category as the manufacturing facilities that get this write-off and, like, quote-unquote, a hotel, and that's why short-term rentals are going to explode in 2026. We're doing a 1031 and exchanging one and buying another and developing it in Montana. You could literally keep $72,000 in your family's pockets by doing just this, because you are eligible for 100% bonus depreciation on this modified accelerated cost recovery system scale. And it's incredible what you can write off. These are the qualifying items, and they have to have a depreciation period of 20 years or less. And what I'll explain here is this. If you have a $100,000 house and you buy it, you have to depreciate that, but you get to depreciate that over 27 and a half years. That means for every $100,000 of house you buy, you write off $2,700 a year. Well, if you have a $400,000 house, that's well over 10 grand a year. Now, if you take that times 8 houses that my wife and I have, or 19 houses that Justin has, or 37 houses that Martin has, I'll take the 8, you are deducting like $80,000 of your direct income from those houses and other sources every single year. But that's a lot of work. You have to have off-the-cuff energy like I do, and I don't expect I'm going to have that for the rest of my life, and many of you will ever have it at all. That comes from the Midwest, personally, for me. Everybody else might think and act mature above and beyond me, but good luck outworking me. These are the items. You can write off furniture and furnishings. That's usually a 5-year depreciation. See, if you change your roof on a house for $20,000, you have to depreciate that over 15 or 20 years. But anything that's less than 20 years, this one-time permanent bonus depreciation offsets your W-2 income. So if you buy a short-term rental and you buy furniture or furnishings, beds, mattresses, sofas, dining sets, coffee tables, dressers, outdoor patio sets, blah, 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 that's all one-time full depreciation, 100%. Appliances, another 5-year property depreciation usually. Refrigerators, stoves, dishwashers, microwaves, washers, and dryers. This is not for your long-term rentals. This is for short-term rentals. 7 days or less, and it doesn't say how many days you have to do it. It's hard to start from scratch, but you have to be the primary manager of these houses. You have to have a hand or some of your skin in the game, but you also can write off electronics and technology, smart TVs, streaming devices, sound systems, Wi-Fi routers, gaming consoles, qualified improvements on the property. This is huge. Interior, non-structural improvements like expanding a bathroom, such as painting, drywall, light fixtures, new flooring, cabinets, countertops, islands, everything. Your land, new fencing, landscaping, paving, sidewalks, side lighting, irrigation systems, parking lots. Heavy vehicles. If you have an Airbnb in Montana or Tennessee and you drive your car and use it 50% or more for travels over 6,000 pounds, 100% tax deductible. Give $62,000 to Uncle Sam or get $62,000 truck, SUV, put it in your garage. It's your decision whether that money is flushed down the toilet and put and abused with NGOs and all this other crap that our government spends it on, or in your family helping your community. Soft goods like artwork, mirrors, lamps, curtains, rugs, throw pillows, linens, towels, miscellaneous business equipment. This is crazy. Vacuum cleaners, tools in your garage, lawn equipment, inventory for like Airbnb, sheets, consumables, toilet paper, all of that stuff is totally put aside. And I will tell you, with conversation with my accountant, Bruce, I'm going to finish up the last 9 minutes showing exactly how my wife and I are going to build a short-term rental, Airbnb, and also a second home, which is legal and ethical, in Montana based on this one provision. And I'll say this again, if you're listening and you know somebody in your sphere of influence who makes $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year or more, you need to have them call me immediately. You should be haunted if you don't have them call me. Because if you bless them with the knowledge, just introducing them to me and having them call me at 719-330-1457, they then, I know for a fact, will help you. Because that's what people with good hearts and a blessed income do. 719-330-1457. Call me during the break. I want to help you this year with your new mortgage on your refinance or your purchase right through Churchill Mortgage. I'll be back right after these important messages to sum up the show about jumpstarting your year with the short-term rental depreciation loophole.
Money.
Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you up.
Thank you so much for staying with me. I'm Jay Garvin's. I'm your friend. I'm finishing up a conversation about the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2018, the big beautiful bill of July of 2025, and specifically the short-term 100% tax loophole for depreciation on investment properties. And what I'm sharing with you at the end here is this. Hypothetically, if you had a house, which my wife and I do, that we purchased here in Colorado Springs in 2012 for $170,000 over in the old Patty Jewett, basically Fillmore and Templeton Gap area, owned that house for 10 years and then sold it for $345,000 but didn't pay any tax on that. We did a 1031 exchange, which is a legal way to take all of the income you've earned in that house, similar to all the income you earn in an investment in a 401k, don't take it out of the asset retirement pool, but just put it into a new investment, you can have a chance to get your taxes exempt. That's what we did. We bought a short-term rental, moving from long-term rental to short-term rental down in Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, put another $200,000 down to that $345,000, bought a house for $500,000+, and have rented that and utilized the ownership of that since 2021, another 5 years. Now we're going to sell that in a 1031 exchange, probably for $600,000. We'll go ahead and purchase a home in Montana with land and a shell of a Amish Meadowbrook log home with an attached garage, and we will directly utilize the short-term rental 100% depreciation loophole because, like I stated before the break, we will pay and add another $300,000 of our money to this investment in the land, the foundation, and the shell of the Montana log home on 20 acres paid for through the appreciation of our initial asset that we had for $170,000. We literally only put 25% down, which was only like $40,000, and this is turning into basically a $2.5 million log cabin that will be a short-term rental. And as we finish all of the flooring inside, all of the cabinetry inside, all of the countertops inside, all of the light fixtures inside, all of the drywall, you know how log homes are. You have log homes on the outside, portions of the inside, but your closets, your bathrooms, portions of that need to be drywalled out from the shell. We will need a truck to drive to and from Montana. We haven't decided whether we're going to do an F-150 or a Ford Explorer, a good domestic American-built vehicle. Ford is the number one employer of automakers in United States auto workers. But then we also will have to decorate with lamps and mirrors and curtains and rugs and throw pillows and linens and towels and vacuum cleaners and tools in the garage and lawn equipment, toilet paper, amenities, forks, knives, electronics, smart TVs, streaming devices, sound systems, Wi-Fi routers, gaming consoles, security systems, fencing, landscaping, paving, sidewalks, site lighting, irrigation, making a drainage pond off of the waterways. That in itself will cost over $400,000 to do just that portion of the outfitting. Every single year in the mortgage industry, if I make $200,000 and it takes me 3 years to outfit this cabin, Or better yet, I make $300,000 of $72,000 a year of taxable income over 3 years. That's $210,000 budget directly offsetting my W-2 income, your W-2 income, to do all of that line item improvements to that short-term rental on the IRS budget. It's like winning a $200,000 lottery ticket, but you've done it through tax code understanding. I have a licensed CPA, Bruce, that does all of my taxes. Everything I do is legal and ethical. I give to Caesar what is Caesar's. That's what Jesus said. But I then use this house as a short-term rental. We have a history of it. I can teach you to have a history as well. We have a full-time STR, short-term rental, vacation rental down in Tennessee. We short-term rent. People think I'm crazy because I short-term rent the house that we live in here in the Pikes Peak region. But people don't laugh when we make $20,000 a year for less than 15 days of leaving our house to go to Yellowstone, to go to New York, wherever we go, allow someone else to stay in your house and enjoy it, usually people coming to Broadmoor conferences. I am no different than you. It just allows you to use the blessings and the luxuries you've had. We put people up for free in our house, and they're astounded, but I didn't come up with this myself. Amazing people in my life, like Dave and Mike and Mark and Justin, all of these individuals, Jeff and Mimi, have all taught the same thing, to share your blessings with those around you. Be the hardest worker in the room. And at Churchill, we say it's never the wrong time to do the right thing, regardless of the circumstance. And that's what I'm sharing with you here. Learn the tax code. I can teach it to you indirectly and get you with an accountant that knows it through and through. And learn to multitask and use your time, because every single day is a miracle and blessing that you can see. Every single day is a miracle and blessing that you can hear and feel and touch and work. And it should be spent in serving others. For this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ gave his life for us, and we shall give our lives to our brothers every single day. 1 John 3:16. So go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them. Love your brother, for should you see a brother in need and not have compassion, how can you have the love of Jesus in your heart? So call me at 719-330-1457. Let's make 2026 the year of service to our Lord and those around us. There's going to be an amazing boom in our economy starting on April 15th. And tune in every single week to this show, The Jay Garvin Show. Could possibly be the last year. It's Matt, my producer, and my last year, possibly our 15th year. So tune in now so you don't miss the best of the best. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio. Let's go back.